triple double hat trick. I know the code too. Ice tray, go for tray. Yeah, we cold too. Get in paper on these player haters. Old news, money on the other line. So I'm not gonna hold you. Money on the other line. So I'm not gonna hold you. Money on the other line. So I'm not gonna hold you. Money on the other line. So I'm not gonna hold you. Money on the other line. So I'm not gonna hold. My agent just said we made 100 flat. Make it back and make it stack. This like I'm Steven Jack. Put my rings up in the camera like I needed that. Up in the air and at the rim is where I meet him at.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of I'm Not Gonna Hold You. It is Monday, September 22nd, 2025. I am your host, Scott Lewis. It is the official first day of fall. It is a new season. Summer is over. For all y'all who are rushing to get to this part of the year, just be careful what you ask for. I'm just going to remind y'all all of that. Like, fall's not bad, in my personal opinion. Fall is cool. But winter, in the words of Ned Stark on Game of Thrones, winter is coming. So I don't want to see any of y'all take me back post come Thanksgiving and shit like that. Just remember that you tried to rush summer. Okay. But anyway, we are back. Another morning edition. Good morning to everybody who's joining us. Got a nice show for y'all today. Yes, Shane, like you said in the chat, a victory Monday. I know a lot of y'all tuning in, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about the Bears. We will be doing that, but we have a different layout starting today. Starting today, the local hour, as you can see right here on the screen, is Patreon exclusive. So if you are a member of the Barber's Chair Network Patreon on the I'm Not Gonna Hold You tier or the Barber's Chair Access tier, you will not have access to this. So we're trying to things cost here at the Barber's Chair Network, man. So in order to do that, you need to subscribe to the Patreon, man. As you can see right here on the screen, if you're watching this on a computer, you know, a smart TV, your iPad, whatever, take your phone up to the screen, scan the QR code, and it will take you to all four of our tiers. You can subscribe to the $5 I'm Not Gonna Hold You tier, which will get you the Patreon exclusive local hour. We'll also get you the clips before they hit our YouTube and a whole bunch of other stuff. Or you can subscribe to the $10 Barber's Chair Access tier, where you get everything on the Barber's Chair Patreon page, man. So we're going to be doing the main show for about an hour around 10:30 Central Time. We'll be doing the local hour on Patreon. Do all of that, please. This is Caleb Best, keeping him. We're going to be talking about that on the Patreon. Alex, shout out to you, my boy. Ain't seen the chat in a minute. Pay the five, bro. We need all y'all support, man, so we appreciate it. Y'all know to follow me at Barbershare Scott. Follow Barbershare at Barbershare Co. All that good shit, man. Subscribe to my new YouTube channel as well, man. But right now, I'm going to bring in the rest of the crew. We've got the one and only JR Bang. You can follow Bang at JR Bang on all social media platforms. New episodes of Some Dude and First Black Champ out right now, so you can go check that out. We got the one and only Courtney Caller Bro. You can follow her at 1-800-CALLERBRO also on all social media platforms. How are you guys feeling? I know it's early in the morning. I was rushed this morning because I did not leave Soldier Field till 9 p.m. last night. Gotta love the Fox Game of the Week schedule. But ladies first, Courtney, how you feeling?
I am feeling fantastic. I got a workout in. Hockey is back, so they're running me ragged. But life is good. It was a long weekend, too, in Fort Worth, let me tell you. It was a very long weekend.
I saw you look like you had a real good time out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love going out to Fort Worth. Friend of the program, Shakia Taylor, was like, I like how you said that a Fort Worth weekend was much needed. Like, it's not 30 minutes away. Like, you don't understand. It's a completely different world between Dallas and Fort Worth. Like, drastically, like, culture shock almost, how different it is. So, yeah, I got to cosplay as Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome, this weekend with the fucking cowboy hat. And it was a good time.
Speaking of Dallas, there was one Dallas beat reporter yesterday who was telling one of the workers at Soldier Field that he was a little disappointed by what he saw in Chicago. Let me be crystal clear here, okay? This is... People probably gonna take a disrespect. Honestly, I don't give a shit. If you are living in Texas or from Texas, you do not have the right, the unmitigated gall, to look down on Chicago. I'm sorry. I do not want to hear about, oh, I was disappointed. No, if you live in the South, you know how I am a coastal elitist. If you are not from New York or Los Angeles,
you can't be a coastal elite living in Chicago. That's
yes,
not
you
how
can.
That works.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can,
that being
you
said, you're not wrong.
Unless you're from one of them two cities, you cannot say anything about you are disappointed. You know, I was disappointed when I went to Texas. That's when I was disappointed. And also, I know I was disappointed if I had to watch the Cowboys with tuna to the local hour. Go ahead, man.
Somebody who's frequent Dallas and Fort Worth, whoever said that could kick rocks. Outside of that, hey, man. It's Victory Monday, first Victory Monday of the season. I'm excited. Woke up feeling a little bit better about life. Kids was cheerful and everything. And it was a great victory as well. So it was comfortable. So feeling good.
Definitely, man. Definitely. So tune in to the Patreon, as you can see at the bottom of the screen, man. But let's get right into what we're going to talk about today. Yesterday, man, a crazy day of NFL football, like by far. I think what was what we saw was what exactly Red Zone is made for. There were so many crazy games, so many games coming down to the wire. And then I had missed kind of the first window of like the first half of majority of the afternoon. And then I definitely missed all of them. I had to catch up this morning and last night watching highlights and things like that. But you saw all these different things come down, and this is why I was like, yo, Red Zone is the best invention since the George Foreman grill. It's just amazing. Everything was coming down to it, and we talk about it in the group chat. My favorite moment was the Packers loss, and we're going to get into that into a moment. But let's start with just some key game recaps. Last night, Sunday Night Football in New York City, well, actually Jersey, but in Jersey, it was the New York Giants hosting the four-time Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. That game was pretty much what I thought it was going to be. I'm still not really impressed by the Chiefs right now. They have big offensive problems. They look like they were struggling. And if Russell Wilson wasn't just generationally bad, who knows how that game could have came out, man. The final score was 22-6 Chiefs. You got Pat out there throwing the guys like Tyquan Thornton. And that's no disrespect to that gentleman, but, you know, he's a rookie. This is not somebody you expect to be the number one option on a championship-level team. You know what I'm saying? So he had a good game, though, had a touchdown, 71 yards receiving. Pat threw the ball 37 times, 22-37, one touchdown. On the other end, Russell Wilson, what a disaster class, 18-32, 160, two interceptions. For the running game, they got a little bit from Cam Scatterbo. He had 60 yards receiving and one touchdown as well.
I just wanted to hear you say his name one time for the one time. Works up, baby.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. That's your school. I have no problem with Cam Scatterbo. I do have a problem with the Amon-Ra brothers talking about he was white chocolate. And then he was like, oh, yeah, my friends are done black. Shut up. Like, no. Yeah, I was gonna say something crazy. Patreon.
But to be clear, okay, I think that man might have like a light dosage of CTE because
a light dosage,
very light, maybe slightly mild. The compact Lego man structure, I think, attributes to that.
I think there's something else he might have, but we're on Patreon, so we're going to keep it clean on here. But, yeah, this game to me told me a lot more about the Chiefs than it did the Giants. I mean, the Giants are pretty much the team that we all thought they were going to be. We're already having calls for so, okay, Brandon, thank you for correcting me. Tyquan Thornton has been in the league 3 years. So that kind of proves my point. What I was saying about, you know, that's Pat's number one option right now. But, yeah, they just don't look right. They don't look right. Usually with the Chiefs, you're like, oh, okay, you start on two. First time you start on two in a while, they'll get it together. They got the great one of the greatest coaches ever, their dynasty. I'm worried about them. I got an overreaction that I'll save for overreaction Monday. But I think this is going to be – this is the most vulnerable I've seen this team in the Patrick Mahomes run, and I don't even think it's remotely close. And it's because the lack of receiving options he got. I think the defense has been fine. The running backs, I mean, they're okay. But, you know what I'm saying, that's not the main problem. Who are your receivers? My man Travis Kelce's cooked. He's cooked. He hasn't announced his retirement, but he need to go ahead and announce that because it's a wrap. It's a wrap. You got to go marry a billionaire. Enjoy your life, brother. You got a lot of championships, a lot of accolades. You're going to go down as one of the best tight ends of all time. You do not need this stuff that you are dealing with right now. And I know Pat is because Pat's going through what most quarterbacks go through right now. Life isn't great when you're not rich, Pat. So that's my original – that's my take right now on the Chiefs, as the Giants. Right now, they put themselves in a situation where Russ just isn't getting the job done. But you, at the same time, you don't want to rush Jackson Dart. Granted, I'm not high on Jackson Dart at all. I don't think this is going to be a change. I think he's going to be another quarterback to join the bad quarterback cycle. And I think it's one thing we saw yesterday, too. There's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL. But at this point, you got to try something, too. But if Daboll doesn't feel that this team, that he's ready, you might have to go to Jameis because I don't think you can keep doing this with Russ. This is not just a thing that's popping up with Russ this year. This happened last year with the Steelers. This happened the year before that with Denver. You know, the year before that with the both 2 years in Denver. Sean Payton couldn't wait to get rid of dude. So you're starting to see a different thing going on right now. And, you know, much respect to Russ. You know, like I said, I'm going to say the same thing about him that I said about Travis Kelce. You had a great career. Is he a Hall of Famer? I don't know. Maybe not. If he is, I don't think he's first ballot. You know, he wasn't one of those quarterbacks that jumped off the page, no matter how good he was when he was in his peak. You got a beautiful wife, brother. You get to wake up in Sierra every day. You got millions of dollars in your bank account. You got a Super Bowl ring. You do not. I'm gonna keep telling this. You do not have to do this. So step away. Step to the side of this time. Time to be a veteran and at least get the 3 to 4 good games of Jameis that you're gonna get every year and ride that out for a couple weeks. And then you go to Jackson Dart. You know what I'm saying? Orlando Wright. The Giants missed Daniel Dimes. We'll get to him in a minute, too. But that's my thought on last night's game. Courtney, tell me what you thought about last night's game from both perspectives.
I'm not going to hold you. I did turn it off about 5 minutes left in the second quarter. I was bored to tears. That being said,
I understand.
It felt a lot like the Giants were almost playing not to lose, which is never really a good strategy, especially against a team like the Chiefs, where I'm not saying they can always just turn it on, but as long as you have Patrick Mahomes back there, like, he's always going to be able to make something happen. But I agree with what you said. That Chiefs offense does not look right. Now, I know, you know, you win your first game, good for them. You should win. Cam Scatabole looked great for the Giants. But when's Rashee Rice come back? What, week 7? Week 7, maybe? Week 6? Rashee Rice for the Chiefs.
I think he played last night, didn't he?
Did he?
No. He's suspended. Yeah, I think he's back.
Yeah, I was like,
all right. Okay, I was looking at the Russians. Yeah, okay.
I was like,
it's 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they're wearing free four shirts. Also, yeah, the Chiefs are nasty for that, having them dudes wearing them free four shirts. I'm like, you act like dude was like, in trouble for PEDs or something. Like, he didn't almost kill somebody on the tollway down the street from me. But I digress. The Chiefs, I'm still not liking what I'm seeing. But again, give Patrick Mahomes some more offensive weapons here in a few weeks, and we'll see how that looks. Also, that division. Overreaction Monday is later on,
yeah,
in the program.
We're going to get to that.
We got to discuss the division.
Go ahead.
Well, one, you should be playing your best games in November, December. So I'm not too worried about the Chiefs because they tend to play their best games November, December. However, last night was ass. It was terrible. It looked like a team out of sync. Travis Kelce needs to go home and start having babies. Because it's a wrap. Like, that shit's done. Also, like I've been saying, it's all fun and games until you ain't got no wide receiver. And just because you Patrick Mahomes, that don't mean that you make wide receivers. Tyreek Thornton has looked good. He looks like the number one right now until Rashee Rice comes back. But no, they look terrible. Running game does not look like it should look as well. I think it was you that said something about Isaiah Pacheco and playing soccer. Well, maybe that's the best football he needs to play. Like, look, this team looked like ass. Last night, it was supposed to be a homecoming game night of sorts, at the very least. When you saw Kansas City versus New York on the schedule, you knew this game was going to be terrible. But as long as it was a homecoming game of sorts and you get 4 or 5 touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes, you got what you needed. Chris Collinsworth could sweat all over Patrick Mahomes and all of that, and they didn't get the chance to do that. So last night was terrible for everybody involved.
And, you know, he really wanted to on that throw to Thornton that didn't count, the first one. He was like, well, you know, you got to love a guy like that. And then I'm like, brother, the ball clearly hit the ground. And then Pat was like, no, I'm doing this again. You've not seen Pat crack a smile all year. He is out there like that Drewski skit, a dude going back to his wife. He is not having fun whatsoever, man. But, yeah, that's what I thought from that. We'll get into overreaction Monday at the end of this hour. I said, please don't look at the Monday Night Football game for next week, y'all. Who is Monday Night Football?
Like, is it some nonsense, probably, like Titans and the fucking Jags or some bullshit?
Let's see. Right. Monday Night Football next week is Hold on, I looked at Thursday night game. My fault. That was Thursday night. Oh, yeah. That's
you would at Thursday night is not more encouraging, Scott.
Yeah, that's true. But you expect bad on Thursday night. Yeah, we got a doubleheader next Monday, but it's a huff doubleheader. You got Jets, Dolphins, and Bengals, Broncos.
You see what I mean? I knew it was some nonsense.
I'm going to catch up with family next Monday because that is
Bengals, Broncos. That should be a tough watch.
Yeah, that's
Monday Night Raw. Here we come.
Midnight fun for football. But anyway, Browns Packers. Let's talk about the real game yesterday. Oh my God, this is how you know. This is what I love about real division hate. So Soldier Field plays red zone on the field. If it's like on a big screen. If it's like a 3:30 game or something like that. Even if it's a night game on a Sunday, and they had the final of the game up. And when Jordan Love threw that interception, granted, the crowd was still filling into Soldier Field and things like that, but the whole stadium erupted like there was a game going on. That's how much the Packer hate is. So that's what I got to say about this game. I did pick the Packers. Thank God I was wrong. But Jordan Love, you can fool a lot of people. A lot of people like to come out here and talk about Jordan Love, and they do a little Packer you know, their little video recaps, and you go from the days of Bart Starr to Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Boom,
they
try to boom, get boom, get
right,
boom, get boom.
Right. The NFL music. Right, the NFL fails music. They try to throw him in the montage, like that's like the dragon meme. One of these are not the same. Jordan Love, you cannot fool me.
Don't forget that the 27. Green Bay Packer quarterbacks win titles at 27 or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. That crap that they've been running with that I can't stand. Oh, he's going to be – go ahead.
No. May I say something? And I'm asking. This is for the people in the chat that are watching the
Remember,
show.
Remember, this is Monday. This is Victory Monday, and we cannot say anything good about the Packers.
I'm not trying to say anything good about the Packers. My question is the Browns defense just that good?
They would do that to anybody that they play.
Wait a minute. I will give the Browns this love. As far as I know, they're the number one. They're ranked number one defense in the league right now. So they are good.
Okay, fair. 10 points.
So my thing is, they would do this to whoever was on that side. Now, that being said, people were trying to pound the Packers too early. I don't disagree.
Courtney, we're not here for your Monday morning realism, okay? We are here to shit on the Green Bay Packers. I don't know. You're trying to bring fair and balanced analysis. That is not what we're here for.
No, I got you, Scott. I got you, Scott. If the Browns is the number one defense in the league, and all of these pundits talk about MVP Jordan Love and all of the weapons and everything, it's still the Browns, right? So I don't care if they got the number one defense, the number two defense. I don't care if they're the 85 Bears. The offense that they said that the Packers got, led by LaFleur, led by uncrowned MVP Jordan Love, you're not supposed to score just 10 points.
I agree. And not only that 10 was still like in the late, it was like three in like the third quarter. So, yeah, I'm not trying to say it's not a good defense, but I am here to – I want people to just be real with who Jordan Love is. Is Jordan Love a bad quarterback? Absolutely not. Jordan Love is a good quarterback that if you have an absolutely perfect situation around him, he can thrive. And this is going to sound like I'm hating on the dude, even though we're talking about – he's Jalen Hurts with
I knew turnovers. You were going to say it.
Look, y'all can come over here. Look, Jalen Hurts is who he is. Y'all are never going to
miss that game yesterday.
Man, look, Jordan Tua Valoa. Have you say Tua last name? That's Jordan Love. Get
okay,
that.
Jordan, look, I can't believe I'm doing this. I got to shoot Jordan Love some bill. He is not Tua.
He do the same shit.
Tua does it way worse. Even when Tua completes a pass, it ain't about worse.
They do the same shit. If we want to put levels to do it worse, all right, cool. But him and Tua do the same shit, and they gotta have everything around them perfect. Both of them got that quarterback guru right. Both of them got that quarterback guru right. What happens when Jordan Love ain't got Josh Jacobs behind him, or he ain't doing well?
I didn't say Hurts wasn't better. Hurts is better. What I'm saying is they're on the same plane as far as everything needs to be perfect around them. Man. You can have everything perfect around Tua. He's still going to mess up. Tua's not good.
Yeah, because he's got freaking brain injuries, dude. There's something not clicking up there.
Troy Aikman won three Super Bowls with 80 concussions.
Yeah, you know how your parents had Christmas lights that they've had for like 20 years, and after a while the plug starts to like not go together anymore.
Let me marinate my Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts tape as the rest of the chat box.
Put some respect to my man Jalen Hurts. He carried. That
I like Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts. I have to keep saying this. I like Jalen Hurts. Like, we have to keep saying nowadays you like somebody when you give your – I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. I rank him as number six in the league right now.
That's why that Jordan Love shit hit, man.
But what I mean by Jordan Love is they both need to have the same thing around them to be successful. But the one thing that Jalen don't have that Jordan has is the bozo gene. Jordan has the bozo gene, and I don't care how good you – you're just going to forever have it. Brett Favre, Hall of Famer, three-time MVP, Super Bowl champion. He had a bozo gene. Peyton Manning, as great as he did in the playoffs, bozo. I've never seen a quarterback beat the bozo gene. It's just something that you got to accept as a fan. So that's what I mean by the difference between them. If I had to choose between the two, I'm taking Jalen Hurts. But you got to have a great system around them is all I'm saying. So
Mulatto Tua.
Yeah. And also, this is also going to sound crazy. Jalen can use his feet and be more of a running back, which is something that Jordan can't do, and which also helps Jalen. Jalen won that game. We'll get into that in a minute, but that's what I mean by quarterbacks who have to have a perfect situation. Their quarterback, well, majority of the time, they'll win with, in my personal opinion. A win because of a quarterback. Give Patrick Mahomes, A.J. Brown, and Devonta Smith. What you think he doing? What you think Pat doing with them every week? They be undefeated right now. So that's the only difference I said. But when it comes to the Packers, man, yes, great defense by the Cleveland Browns, but they got to be better than this. 18 out of 25, 183 yards passing, one touchdown, one pick. Just a terrible situation. And if you're Dallas, you are probably looking at them like, oh, this is awesome. We get them to lose, and then y'all lost to the Bears. And so now you've got Micah coming back to Dallas next week in a must-win for the Cowboys. So that's going to be good. Y'all got any other thoughts on this game before we move on? I know we were talking about quarterbacks, but...
Hey, Jordan Tua Valonga.
Look, man, Tua looked bad in practice. I saw him firsthand during camp. And I was like, this might be the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Jordan Love will be there. Hey, Jordan Love will be there in 2 years.
We'll see. I would love for you to be right. I would love for you to be right. But we were talking NFC West. Chargers, Broncos. Good game yesterday. The Chargers are now 3-0 for the first time since 2002. That was a long time ago, people. I was 14 years old. Courtney, I know you're going to say, damn. But I was 14 years old in 2002. That's how long ago that was. They were still in San Diego. What my man Chris Berman say? San Diego, Superchargers. That's what they were back then, man. Justin Herbert. Jay Herbert, 28-47. Not the best numbers on paper. 300 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. Bo Monty Nix. I think he's slowly coming back down to earth. 14 out of 25, 153 yards passing, one touchdown. Keenan Allen is hooping. 65 yards, 7 receptions. He had a touchdown. Quentin Johnson looking like the wide receiver that they drafted from TCU. Everything is just flowing right now for the Chargers. They've got almost a 3-game lead up on the Chiefs right now, which they're going to need. And then also, they're doing this even with Khalil Mack being out. Khalil Mack's going to miss the next couple of weeks with his shoulder injury. But I love what I see from them right now. Last night, they gutted out a win. Especially against a division rival, one of the best defenses in the NFL, one of the best secondaries in the NFL. And that was a game that the Chargers always lose. So it was good to see them really turn up and get that win. It's a Harbaugh and Madison Beer turned Jay Herbert around. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know who Shorty was. It's like a week ago. Then I Googled. And I was like, you know what? I understand. But Justin Herbert looked good. The Broncos, I think that we're seeing from Bo Nix. Not to say that I think he's been bad, but that's why I always say year two foot film. When defenses get film on you, all the stuff that you were able to get away with in year one, all the hero ball or whatever, it's not looking the same. You see him have the struggle. CJ Stroud is not recovered. We'll get to CJ in a minute. You look at Jaden, even though Jaden Daniels is hurt right now, he wasn't looking too sharp in the first two games that he played. So that doesn't mean that these quarterbacks can't bounce back from that. The good ones always do. But you're seeing right now the adjustment period from Bo Nix in real time. The great thing for him is he has Sean Payton. He has a great defense. And he has a solid rushing game that will help him out in the meantime. And so the Broncos need to take advantage of this time too, because the Chiefs are down and out. And also take advantage of this time for the trade deadline when Tyreek Hill is back in Kansas City. We're going to keep saying that on this show, because it's going to happen, and we're going to look like geniuses when it happens, okay? So take advantage of these 7 weeks that you got till the trade deadline comes and get into this race, stay into this race. It kind of feels like the Broncos and also the Raiders are lost away from already out this division race. So that's what I'll say about that. But as far as the Chargers, I love what I'm seeing from the Chargers. Very good start from the season. Now, what we've seen for the Chargers, not just in the Herbert and the Harbaugh era, but historically, they don't finish well. This is not a good finishing team. Whether it's in the playoffs, whether it's in the regular season, you can go back to the Drew Brees day. By the way, Drew Brees was bought out as a legend. And if I was a New Orleans Saint fan, I'd be throwing up right now. But I don't know. Has he returned since retired? I don't know. I don't follow the greatest stat pad of all time. But that was something that was just good to watch. And, yeah, I thought that was good one for the Chargers. Yeah,
I let you get away with a lot of shit on this show.
Oh, don't tell me. I forgot you're a Drew Brees guy. Fuck Drew Brees.
We're not going to do this right now.
Fuck Drew Brees.
We are not going to do this right now.
You know what Drew Brees is?
Mikey and I have had the same conversation. I told you, Scott, check the tapes, where I was like, they just need to go ahead and trade Tyreek Hill back to Kansas City.
Okay, but Mikey sent his proof. You never sent your proof to the chat.
Brother, you edit the show. That's on you.
Well, tell me what show is on, and I will find it.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Drew Brees, I'm going to give a wrestling comparison to Bang. Bang, let me know if I'm spot on. Drew Brees was like when not Kurt Angle. What was it? Yeah. This is going to sound disrespectful to Kurt Angle, but at the time it was true. This is like when Kurt Angle won his first title in the midst of the Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Triple H era. The first title. Not when he became a legend later, but the first title.
Nah. Nah, I'm actually going to do something different. I know what you're saying. I'm actually going to do something different. Drew Brees is like Yokozuna. See, people don't realize Yokozuna only had two title reigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way people talk about Yokozuna, especially when you find out that he's Samoan and he's everybody's uncle, and you know he's the original tribal chief and all of that, like he only got two title reigns. Drew Brees only got one title reign, fam. But he got a whole bunch of numbers. So I would actually put Yokozuna because when you actually look at it, he has less than what you think, even though people talk about him at so much of a level. Kurt Angle was one of the greatest. Like Kurt
He got them. I remember when he first won it at Armageddon 2000, and niggas was like, "Huh, Kurt Angle?"
Oh yeah,
because he got his respect. Yeah, because he got his respect,
and they was shocked.
You know, yeah, he beat The Rock, Stone Cold. Oh no, that was Chris Jericho. Maybe he's Jericho.
Yeah, that was Chris Jericho.
That was Jericho, and it's not Angle was because I think Jericho.
Now I understand that Chris Jericho now. Yeah,
yeah, that's what it was.
If you want to keep it white, if you want to keep it Caucasian, then it would be Chris Jericho.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's Jericho. But man, what was your thoughts on the game?
It was interesting to see the Chargers actually pull one off. I know we be shitting on Jay Herbo a lot here. He is not giving us a reason.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's clarify.
I do.
I've been with you.
All y'all except for me. I never waver.
Yeah, everybody except for you.
Yes, Scott, we get it, Scott.
Oh, never waver.
Everybody except you. I'm always a believer in Justin Herbert.
You love your white king. You love your white king, Justin Herbert. But no. But I will say, hopefully, he is getting into a place where the talent matches how everybody talks about him. But that's the takeaway for me. Najee Harris, even though he was platooning with Hampson, you know, got the rubbery Achilles himself. They got injuries all over that offensive line, but that defense is great. And Herbert has been playing well. So, hey, can't knock him. That's all I got.
I reviewed the White King comments from my esteemed panel here. It said Herbert better than Hurts. If I speak, I'm in big trouble. In the words of legendary manager Jose Mourinho, if I speak, I'm in big trouble, and I don't want to get in big trouble. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, let's move on to the Super Bowl champions, who are now 3-0. Crazy win yesterday.
Best game of the day, and it wasn't close.
Best game of the day by far. Jordan Davis reminded me of Scott loves his white king. Okay, I'm gonna need y'all to relax. but this reminded me of Jordan Davis picked up that football. Man, you remember that Ross tweet where he said he loves a big man fumble? Ain't nothing with a fat dude pick up that ball and just run. That's what I felt about Jordan Davis. I could hear that Ross tweet in my head. But it was funny because they're getting ready to set up for the field goal. And my brother's like, he's going to make this. I was like, bro, remember, this is the NFL. It could be 25-yarder. Anytime a ball gets attempted to kick, it's chaos now. There's no reliable kicker in the NFL anymore. There's no just strong guy who just knocks it down. And I knew it was going to get blocked. I didn't know they were going to do the scoop and score. But I'm going to give Jalen some love here. They were dead in the water. 21-32. He came back 226 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, let him back. A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, they went crazy. Friend of the program, Devonta Smith, even though he kind of shitted on my question, but I still fuck with you. friend of the program. Nice comeback. And the Eagles are showing that championship medal where it gives off the vibe that this is not a team that's just going to win the Super Bowl and, you know, they're just going to fade into oblivion. No, I think they're here to stay. Like, one thing you got to give credit, the Eagles, to me, is a model organization right now because you got an owner who doesn't care, wants to win, puts the money in. You got a general manager. Howie Roseman is the best in the business, in my opinion, hands down. He gets the job done. He adds more, keeps adding more. You got a quarterback in Jalen who whatever my criticisms are of him or whatever anybody else has criticism of, at the end of the day, guess what he is? A winner. And there's nothing you can do about somebody who's a winner. You can say systems and all this other stuff when it comes to quarterbacky type of vibe, but he get the job done. His wide receivers get the job done. He's got the best running back in the business probably, and Saquon Barkley. This is a team that just now they've won a title. It's like, you know, a team where they stick around for a little bit, they haven't won it. You're like, are they going to have what it takes to get to the next level? They won the championship, and now they know we can take it. We can win.
Like the Buffalo Bills? So close.
What about, well, you know, we still got to see. They ain't proved in the history of the franchise.
I'm saying, you know how, again, for the Eagles, one, you weren't really sure if they had
it. Oh, yeah.
Same shit. It's like, you're right there. You're right on the cusp, but can you get over the hump?
Something that the Ravens are still trying to figure out too. But yeah, 33-26, Matthew Stafford. Look, man, I give Stafford this. He's trying with that back he has now.
Listen, I was terrified. I'm like, I was prepared. As soon as they scored that touchdown, the Eagles did. I said, man, Matt Stafford about to walk them down. Stafford is about to walk them down, and did. And it was funny because when Cardi kicked that field goal. And you know, the responses online where people were like, oh, he just stood there. What did you want this kicker to do to Jordan Davis?
Nothing. You want him There's to nothing he can do to him.
Correct.
Let me try to tackle this 400-pound man who moves at lightning speed for somebody his size. Like, there's nothing
really
you're going
to
do.
I need to know what they're putting in the food these days. That's like, I've never seen humans look like this. There's a dude for Miami, like number 70. When I was watching the Miami Florida game, is 6'9, 340. What?
Just look at the eighth graders now. The eighth graders now look nothing like eighth graders I had that were in my class.
Also, 6'9. Why are you playing football, my brother in Christ? Go help Luca.
Oh, that's what I was going. That's what I was going to ask Tremaine Edmonds yesterday. Tremaine Edmonds was like 6'5. I was like, boy, you hoop like. He much taller than you think he is.
Get down
like,
to United Center ASAP.
You're right. Exactly. The Bulls need your help. So, you know, but Stafford's doing as much as he can with the restrictions that he had. And it wasn't his fault yesterday. He got him in field goal range. So, and it also looks like Jared Verse lost his chain. I don't know if they put it up for a bet.
Apparently they did, by the way. Yeah, that was a bet.
Jalen Green had his – Is it Green? Like, I need so many damn Jalen Carter. Yo, shout out Jalen Rose and his mom's infinity name. Now it's 80 Jalen's. Jalen Carter had the chain on, and I was like, that had to be a bet. There's no way he just stole the shit. So it had to be a bet. But anyway, great win for the Eagles. Courtney, anything else you want to add besides from what you just said or no?
Go Birds.
Bang, what's your thoughts on Rams Eagles?
Hey, man, it was a couple of times that I thought that Stafford back was hurting him too much, too. It was a couple of times that he winced, he pointed at that back. So it's still something to look at. I don't know if he finishes the season.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if he finishes. I don't feel like he should have started. But at the same time, I feel like the Rams didn't have much of a choice. These next couple of games, we're not going to spend too much time on because there were a lot of blowouts. But we're just going to quickly talk about them. Vikings-Bengals, man. Oh, my God. Vikings-Bengals. I thought that would at least be a competitive game. You know, you got Jake Browning, you know, I think is a decent backup quarterback. You got Carson Wentz making his first start with J.J. McCarthy being out for 4 to 6 weeks, and this was a complete blowout, man. We had the Vikings win 48-10, straight up shellacking. The defense had a day, forced multiple turnovers. Jake Browning got picked off twice. There was a couple fumbles. Carson Wentz went 14-20, 173 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Jordan Mason on the ground, 116 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns as well. They just really got in. And Carson Wentz, and to me, this proves that Kevin O'Connell is in the Kyle Shanahan tier and Sean McVay tier as far as play calling. I believe he can make me look like a decent quarterback. Like, he's that good. And I feel like Carson Wentz, he just felt comfortable. And they went out there and executed. And the Bengals, man, I don't want to fly off the handle. I'm going to still say that they're going to be decent because I think Jake Ryan is a good backup. They just went up against a great defense. And I think as a Bears fan, we know how good that defense is because we saw it. We know how good it looked last week despite J.J. McCarthy messing everything up. So Vikings, good win for them. And I feel like they're going to stay afloat. And I'm not 100% sure that they're going to rush J.J. McCarthy back if Wentz keeps playing well. Courtney, what's your thoughts?
Why would you? Say what you want about Carson Wentz. I think there's something to be said about the experience that man has had across the league. Again, I know he's been on six teams in 6 years. Man, veteran quarterback's going to do what veteran quarterback's got to do. Don't rush him back. If anything, maybe sit JJ. I know that sounds crazy to say. Maybe sit him behind Carson Wentz, pick up some things, learn a little bit. I think he can learn some stuff from Carson Wentz, so I don't think it's a terrible idea. That being said, I was never high on Jake Browning. Did I maybe think the game would be slightly more competitive? Sure, but I definitely didn't think the Bengals were going to win that game. Vikings defense looked phenomenal.
Yeah, Vikings defense is run by a psycho. Brian Flores just blitzes because.
And that Bengals O-line is fucking garbage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and if anything, it highlighted why, that explains why Joe Burrow got hurt. And
Man, y'all going, they going Andrew Luck Joe Burrow. They keep playing around. Correct. You spend all that money on a quarterback, and you don't protect him. It's asinine.
Real quick, I got to dip out of here. But look, that offensive line is terrible. Brian Flores had a field day. They need to call Kirk Cousins and a whole trough of offensive linemen before they do it today.
All right, Ben, we're going to let you bounce. We'll see you in the local hour. All right. Me and Courtney
sitting with you. Let's go.
Yes, I'm stuck with you. Let's just go to.
Agree with me. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, Fing, I don't know if you know this about me. I am pretty blunt. I have a daily process of trying to filter what I should and shouldn't say. But anyway, we are here.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to work on that. I'm a lady. I'm sensitive.
Hey, man. Hey, look. I can't date sensitive women. We're not here to talk about my daily life. But Steelers Patriots yesterday. I ain't got too much to say about this. I will say that Drake May, I do think he is. I think he's been playing solid. I think he's been playing solid this season. Definitely could be better, but 28-37, 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. Aaron Rodgers, I think the Steelers are going to be, obviously they're going to be a good team. You're coached by Mike Tomlin. It looks like this is the best I've seen Aaron Rodgers look since he left.
I'm a little underwhelmed by the Steelers.
No, defense. It's definitely underwhelming. They got a lot of old heads on their defense. You know, you got Cam Hayward. You got the cornerback formerly known as who's my man? This morning, so I'm forgetting the name. Jalen Ramsey. But one thing I peep, you are a long-term Aaron Rodgers hater like me. He throwing interceptions now.
Yeah.
So that's something that I have not seen as much. I think he's got like 3 already in the season, but got enough to get the job done. But yeah, they definitely have some question marks as well. Anything on that?
Not necessarily about either team. This is more of like a general thing. And I was thinking about it watching the Patriots, watching the Saints yesterday. I know there's obviously contractual obligations that go into like these uniform decisions and all that. I don't want to see no fucking fun uniform combination until you start winning. I don't want to see the Patriots in red. I don't want to see the Saints color rush. Win some fucking football games, and then we can bring back the fun aspect of the football game. Other than that, just wear your simple unis, because when you lose in embarrassing fashion like the Saints did yesterday, and you got these dudes in like white, shiny, gold, it's embarrassing. And I'm not here for it.
I agree. We're going to take these last 3 games, put it up, and call it the best of the mid, Texans, Jaguars, Panthers, Falcons, and Niners, Cardinals. I will say this thing about a couple of these. I think that Daniel Dimes found a home. Now I'm not going to fly off the handle and say he's going to play like this all season, but just these 3 games, he's played better than I've ever seen him in his career, and that includes that little fluke playoff game they had against Minnesota a couple years back. 18th out of 25, one touchdown. They're undefeated. Jonathan Taylor is looking like one of the best running backs in the NFL. The defense is delivering 41 points. This is the second time in three games they put up a high number of points. Love what I saw from him. Cam Ward for Tennessee. I mean, he looks good for rookies. He's still got
he's trying his best, man.
Gonna work on. But in the situation he's in, you really can't ask much more from him than what he's giving you in these first three games. Texans, Jaguars, they can't keep getting away with this. Like, we have Trick Off Trev and CJ Stroud out here putting up Huff Fest every week, every weekend, and it's not being talked about. If you want to know what white privilege is, look at Trevor Lawrence. This man is in his fifth or sixth season. And he just, everybody keeps talking about him like he's a second-year guy. This is who he is. And the quicker people accept it in their hearts, in the words of Loki, then they will truly know freedom. He's not that guy. CJ Stroud, like, are you blind? Like, where do you be throwing sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
In his defense, their offensive line is not great either.
It's not, but your offensive line don't got the decision making. Look, Caleb Williams is my quarterback, so I know about accuracy issues. Caleb is still working on it too. Sometimes Caleb throw the ball, I'm like, dude, what were you looking at? Like, but with CJ, it's been for years straight now.
But this is also year three of somebody who's had the same. I know, again, they had some offensive coordinator changes, but like, this is the same head coach. I mean, Caleb hasn't had the same amount of consistency that CJ Stroud has had with his
100%. But that was also a year and a half ago, the last time he had consistency. Like, I think that's the issue. Damien says, can we really say DJ is good QB? I mean, the Colts on a 3-game winning streak, but who they beat? Other Broncos. If you do that against a great Broncos defense, that's good enough for me. And honestly, you beat who you've in front of you. And when you're a quarterback who is as bad as Daniel Downs was, I don't care who you playing. As long as you
Reese and Damien, I don't think you're wrong, right? Like, recency bias is a real thing. It also is a kind of a testament to like how bad the Giants organization must be that someone, as soon as they leave, everybody was like calling for Daniel Jones' head on a pike, right? And now, it's amazing how good somebody can be once they get out of New York. Again, I think it might be a combination of both. Daniel Jones might be thriving in the system that he's in now with the Colts, and also the Giants really fail their quarterbacks.
Romo's brother, first, you can't watch the local pod this week, but I'm gonna show love the main show. Salute y'all. Thank you, Romo's. We appreciate you. So CJ, man, like, he ain't been the same since he tried the big bro Caleb. In fact, I have a fun stat for you. He has 19 touchdowns and 15 interceptions in the year since that week two big groin. Sucks to suck. That's how I feel about that. The more you know. Panthers, Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons organization should be ashamed about what happened in North Carolina yesterday. Y'all are the only ones keeping Bryce Young employed. Like, enough. Enough of this. I love Raheem Morris, but that brother is going to be fired before the end of the season is over. I can guarantee that. Michael Penix looked so bad yesterday. I'm going to give him some grace because he's not even his 10th start yet. But just an overall shitty performance by the Atlanta Falcons. And then before I go to you on this final game, Niners Cardinals, I really feel like Kyle Shanahan is enjoying having Mac Jones as his quarterback.
Correct.
This guy he's wanted.
That's who he wanted all along.
That's who he wanted from the jump. He looks good. They led a big win. The Cardinals have been better than I thought they were. I don't think there's going to be a conversation when Brock Purdy can't come back because he did get paid. So I think that eliminates the discussion. But Mac Jones is putting on
a little salty about that, though.
Oh, 100%.
He finally got around to his guy. And, you already made your freaking starter. So, you have no choice.
Romo, you're right. They did jump the gun getting rid of Kuhl. Justice for Kuhl. Justice for him.
It's such a fragile industry. I'll never understand why. Like, that's he missed a couple field goals, and then you bring somebody in, and then they miss field goal. Again, it's just – don't trust kickers. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, never trust kickers, man. But, so that's why I feel about that. But if anything, Matt Jones putting together a good tape for his next team if he can't stand San Francisco. According to anything on these last three games, then we'll move on to our overreactions as we close up the hour.
Nothing really too crazy. It's really sad about James Conner. I told you preseason, I was really high on the Arizona Cardinals. They had them as one of my wild card teams. I'm not so sure anymore. That being said, it's still early, so we'll see. But yeah,
definitely still early.
That pick is maybe not looking too great at the present.
I think one thing we got to remember, even for the teams who started off hot, for the teams that started off slow, the first month of the season is fake. The first month of the season is pretty much preseason. So let's get into it. Overreaction Monday. Here's my overreaction. Oh, yeah, Najee T. Torres Achilles. That's me and Joe was just talking about this on the show. So many Achilles tears, bro.
And it's such a terrible thing to, like, mention. But there was a tweet that I saw that Justin Herbert like saw Najee die right in front of him and then just like stepped right over him to continue the play. And someone said mama mentality and it just sent me.
That's hilarious. My overreaction to start the day. One, I think the Chiefs are starting 1-3 because I think they're going to get the beats put on by Baltimore next week. And this team is not going to win the division. I'm not going to say that they're in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. I'm not going to go that high. But, they're looking like a super wild card team. They're looking like a super wild card team because even the quote-unquote easy games, I'm not too sure they can really run away with. Like, okay, you got the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to blow them out. You got the Jaguars. I think that's in Jacksonville. And we all know the Jaguars of have been pretty good. I'm not pretty good, but been, mediocre. But the Chiefs offense can't score right now. So that's a question mark. They play the Lions on Sunday Night Football in 2 weeks. Beat down. You got the Raiders. Raiders games are always tricky. You got the Commanders if Jaden Daniels is back. You got that. Bills. Beat down. You got the Colts. Like, so you got the Chargers still coming up. This is going to be a tricky season. In fact, I'm going to say it right now. I think the Chiefs might go 9-8. I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm seeing from this offense. It looks bad. It looks Bearsian. You never want to look Bearsian when it comes to your offense. And last night showed me something. You can't not play like that offensively against the New York Giants. You just can't. That was supposed to be a get-right game, and it didn't. And I think it's going to be a very, very bumpy road for them. And I think they're one injury away from missing the playoffs altogether. Like, to me, it's that bad. So that's my overreaction. The Chiefs are looking at 9-8-9.
Also, did you see that clip of Chris Jones when what's her name? I can't. Her name is escaping me. NBC football sideline.
Maria Taylor?
No, Melissa Stark. Melissa Stark. When she asked Chris Jones after the game about getting a jersey from Russell Wilson, and he said, "Oh no, I don't want that no more." And she looked like appalled. And like, I get it. Like, everybody wants a jersey from like Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks Russell Wilson, not Russell Wilson Giants. But like, that's crazy. He's been like on a tear recently, saying some crazy shit in the media, complaining about the tush. Like, I don't like this era of, like, the Chiefs and especially Chris Jones being all whiny. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. When you're a team that's been so dominant over the last 5 years, I think it's very shell-shocking when you're not dominant anymore. Correct. You're being brought down to size. I will give him a pass for Russell Wilson comment because it was a post-game interview, and I'm guessing he's still in game mode. But that's just – even if you feel that way, you don't say that. You know what I'm saying? Romo said we need to mix the bacon. No, we didn't really talk about bacon. I just want to say the Bake Show. The Bake Show. Hooping once again. Two comebacks in a week. Shout out to him. 9-8 Chiefs versus 11-6 Ravens Super Wild Card weekend. Yeah, it does not look good. I don't trust anyone against NFC and KFC in the playoffs. I agree with that. One, they got to get in, though. So once they get in,
My overreaction, good. It's week 3. The Eagles are winning the Super Bowl again.
Okay, I don't think that's an overreaction. I think
I feel like it kind of is, just because there are still some very clear issues on this team. I maintain that they are the most complete team, and they are going to win the Super Bowl again this year.
Brandon, you put an amazing point. Well, Matt Nagy is there, and I'm glad you said that, because this turn in the Chiefs offense happened when Eric Bieniemy stopped play calling. I'm going to say that because let's cut the shit. Andy Reid calls plays. But Matt Nagy's influence in the offense, that's why I might look Bearsian. But yeah, I don't think that's that much of an overreaction, but I do see where you come from. My overreaction, 9-8 for the Kansas City Chiefs is how I got this going. We're going to wrap up hour one with some Monday Night Football talk here on the show. So tonight, Monday Night Football in Baltimore, you got the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Detroit Lions. The both teams are 1-1 coming into this matchup. As you remember, a couple seasons ago, I just gotta answer this real question. Damien, sorry to bring up political stuff, but everything happened with Disney losing subscribers, DC, NFL Reds, and other sports. They feel absolutely not. People will sell their kids for the NFL. It's just let's be real about it. Like, let's be 100%. I saw an article that said that Disney had to choose between Jimmy Kimmel and the NFL. If that's true, Jimmy Kimmel, start your podcast YouTube channel, because you will not be
also, if I may, Damien, I feel like bringing up political stuff in the context of sports is always relevant because sports are inherently political. That's all I got.
100%. Here on the Barbershop Network. You don't ever
have to apologize for that. Sports are quite literally a microcosm of the society 100%. In which we live.
100%.
Sports and politics go hand in hand.
And on the Barbershed Network, we do not shy away from conversation. So I appreciate your question. You can always send them. Even if you have a regular question about anything else political, we will answer. Granted, I'm not a CNN dude, so I don't know. I know enough about politics. I
have a degree in political science.
Excuse me.
I work in sports, but don't get it twisted. The duality of woman is real.
Yeah, you see, back scratcher stick, holla at your boy. You got to have one of these, bro. You got to have one of these. My back be itching all the time, bro. I wish I should have brought it to the game yesterday. My back was itching so bad. I was doing one of these in the media chair, looking stupid. So I should have brought this with me. But, yeah, you got to have a back scratcher stick. But, we appreciate the question, Damien. Always send them. We Courtney is very versed in her MSNBC talk. I know enough as a taxpaying adult should know, and also as a black man in America. So, yeah, we'll answer your question. So, yeah, good question. No, I think if anybody has to choose between the NFL, they're screwed. Monday Night Football tonight, Lions-Ravens. Now, if you remember a couple years ago, I think it was the 2023 season where the Lions made the NFC Championship game, and they had a big game. I think it was Thanksgiving 2023, and it was a big matchup against the Ravens, and it was like, oh, this is, you know, a measuring stick for Detroit, and the Ravens beat their ass, and that was basically the game that gave Lamar his MVP. Jared Goff and them somehow, oh, yeah, we remember that game. So they're going to be coming for revenge. Having said all that, I don't think that's going to matter. I think Baltimore's going to win. I'm not going to say Baltimore going to beat them down, but I don't 100% know if Detroit is any different from what we saw week one. Because last week was an anomaly. Last week, the Bears came in their second game in their system. This is not me giving copping pleas. The Bears got dominated every phase of the game. The Lions did what they're supposed to do against an inferior team. They took care of what they're supposed to do. But the game was out of hand so early that you really can't even say, oh, how dominant are they? 100% back. So it's going to be interesting to see what it's like against a title contender team on the road. I've got the Ravens winning, and I've got the Lions dropping to 1-2. But the good thing for them is the Packers lost, so it won't be that big of a hole if they do lose today. But I've got the Ravens in this one. Courtney, how you got this going?
Yeah, I echo the same sentiments. Regardless of the Lions beating up on the Bears, I'm still not sold. I got the Ravens winning by at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, enjoy this Monday Night Football game before you get next week's doubleheader abomination. I will be watching something else.
Lamar thrives in primetime games, man. Thrives. I think Lamar's going to put on a show tonight. What is he, like 7-2 on Monday Night Football games?
Yeah, but when he thrives, you better hope his coach don't forget to keep doing what made them to get the league. You know, Harbaugh, fourth quarter, stop running
the ball. Derrick Henry to hold on to the ball, damn it.
Yeah, that too. But more importantly, John Harbaugh realized
fumbles so frequently. It's crazy.
That's a very true point. Very true point. But that's all we got for y'all on the main hour. If you want to see the local hour, which me and Courtney are about to start right now, then Courtney's gonna leave halfway through, and then Bane's gonna come in. Subscribe to the Patreon. patreon.com/barbershare network. If you are watching this on an iPad, smart TV, laptop, take your phone up to the QR code, scan it. It'll take you to all the different tiers. If you subscribe to the I'm Not Gonna Hold You $5 tier, you get the live Patreon edition of the Local Hour. And on top of that, you get all the clips early. You get everything exclusive on that. If you want everything we offer at the Barber's Chair Patreon, you can subscribe to the Barber's Chair Access Patreon in the $10 tier. Remember, anybody who subscribes gets a 25% off code on the bcnetshop.com. We do some merch. If you have not received your code, please DM us on there and we will get that code to you. We're going to be talking about the Bears' big win yesterday, Caleb Williams' monster game over there. So, yeah, y'all enjoy. I appreciate everybody for watching us. We'll be back on Friday at 4 p.m. And, yeah, we're about to go do that Local Hour now, so y'all might want to tune in. We about it.